This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, Democrats in the North Carolina House and Senate are speaking out against revised environmental safety rules for fracking signed in law this week by the governor.
It was clear the sponsors of the bill wanted these particular regulations for air quality control in effect before the first licenses could be issued.
The number of high schoolers dropping out of school prior to graduation is down across the state and locally. And sources close to the situation say former UNC football player Ryan Hoffman has been flown back to the university to undergo further evaluation. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Car Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina women's tennis team is in full swing, and the Tar Heels remain undefeated, but the team has a big goal. And
have you noticed that Larry Fedora has replaced his entire defensive staff?
And that's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
51 degrees in Chapel Hill and rather cool this morning, although not as cold as we had anticipated. It's going to be mostly sunny today, much cooler in the afternoon. Our high today only in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, even cooler. Chance of rain, probably in the afternoon. And the high only about 50 degrees tomorrow. So a couple of relatively cool days on the way. Democrats in the North Carolina House and Senate are speaking out now against revised environmental safety rules for fracking, signed into law this week by Governor Pat McCrory. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
I believe the bill was way too rushed. I believe all the fracking rules were way too rushed.
That's North Carolina Senator Mike Woodard of District 22, which includes Durham and Person counties. Woodard is one of 10 senators that voted against HB 157, which passed 39-10 on Monday night. According to Woodard, the bill was then whisked by special messenger to Governor Pat McCrory for his signature. It was done just in time for the issuing of fracking permits to take effect on Tuesday.
It was clear the sponsors of the bill wanted these particular regulations for air quality control in effect before the first licenses could be issued.
Woodard recalled that 3 years ago, fracking proponents promised tough environmental protections for North Carolina, the toughest fracking rules in the nation. Now Democrats in the General Assembly complain that the rules provide inadequate protections against air and water pollution and accidents, and they're calling for a moratorium to be reinstated. Woodard spoke of some of the past efforts of himself and some fellow Democrats to keep the fracking drills away, at least for a while longer.
The four of us introduced bills to reinstitute the moratorium on fracking and to hold up implementation of the rules until we had more time with them.
Those legislators include Senator Valerie Fouché, representing Orange and Chatham, Representative Robert Reeds II of Chatham and Lee counties, and Representative Brad Salmon of Lee County. Back in February, Reeves and Salmon joined together to file the bill to disapprove Mining and Energy Commission oil and gas rules. At the time, Reeves said the rules don't go far enough and that they fail to provide adequate protections for drinking water. After Monday's vote by the Senate, Reeves told WCHL that he agrees with Woodard that allowing the state's Environmental Management Commission to forego creating air quality rules for fracking is a mistake.
We're telling the Environmental Management Commission, if you find that the normal state and federal regulations for air quality that govern all industries are adequate, then you don't have to adopt rules. And my problem is, I think for any of us, if you have to sit down and fashion and govern rules, I think you just naturally, I think just as human beings, put more sweat equity into making sure that we understand each issue that's before us and that we make sure those issues are taken care of.
Reeves said he's not necessarily against fracking if it could be done safely and county residents want it. Chatham residents, he added, generally don't. He said he's opposed to what he calls a rush process that takes decision-making power away from counties.
They're tough for people to understand why they can't decide what industries they want to have in their county. And if you think about it, any other business in the world, if your county decides it doesn't want to have that type of business in their county, then that's the end of the discussion. But suddenly for oil and gas, we've made an exception.
Six Democrats crossed the aisle to vote for the bill. They are Senator Angela Bryan of Rocky Mount, District 4, Senator Ben Clark of Rayford, District 21. Senator Joel D.M. Ford of Charlotte, District 38. Senator Jane W. Smith of Lumberton, District 13. Senator Erica Smith Ingram of Gaston, District 3. And Senator Joyce Waddell of Newell, District 40. Woodard shared this observation.
If you look where the shale land is, those senators and representatives are opposed to fracking. So it's people from other parts of the state who aren't in a fracking zone, who don't have any shale in their district, who are voting for this.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Sources close to the situation say former UNC football player Ryan Hoffman has been flown back to the university to undergo further evaluation. Carolina sent a private plane to bring Hoffman back from Florida. He was expected to arrive on Tuesday afternoon. He will reportedly be going into university outpatient care. A New York Times story earlier in the month brought to light that Hoffman, a former offensive lineman at UNC, was homeless in Lakeland, Florida. The piece said that Hoffman has struggled with cognitive issues at keep him from holding a steady job, problems that he says stems from his years playing football in the late 90s. A second Time story alleged that Hoffman was second-guessing the decision to get help. Former teammates have been working to raise money to help Hoffman get the care he needs here in Chapel Hill. Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham recently told WCHL that there is an effort underway to bring Hoffman to Chapel Hill to be evaluated by Kevin Guskowitz, co-director of the Sports-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Research Center at UNC. The university would not comment on the details of this situation when contacted by WCHL yesterday. The number of high schoolers dropping out of school prior to graduation is down across the state and here in our local community. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
The dropout rate in North Carolina public schools hit a record low for the 2013-2014 academic year, according to recently released data. The report from the State Board of Education and the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction states that during the last school year, 2.28% of high schoolers in the Tar Heel State dropped out of school. That's down nearly 7% from last year's record low. 19 students in the Chapel Hill Carbaryl City School District dropped out. That's down from 23 in the prior year. Magda Parvey is the Assistant Superintendent for Instructional Services with Chapel Hill Carbaryl Schools. She says they have not yet reached their goal.
Of course, we're always pleased and very excited when all of our efforts result in seeing actually a reduction in our dropout rates. So we're always pleased with that, and we're striving for it to be zero.
Parvey adds that a key to the dropout number coming down by over 50% over a five-year period is that the district is engaging directly with students and recognizing the issues that they're dealing with.
Honestly, we've been paying attention to it. We've been looking at how our students are performing. We started having different conversations with our counselors about our students. So just really paying attention to it. I would say the same is true about our behavior, our discipline data. We've been paying attention to it and asking questions and paying attention to our students and looking at how we teach students.
To accomplish the goal of reaching that zero students dropping out, Parvey says they need to work together to understand where obstacles are presenting themselves for the individual students who are considering dropping out.
Our next step is to continue to have conversations with our counselors. Our counselors work really hard, and they have a lot that they are managing at schools. But being able to have conversations about conversations that they're having with students, and when students feel that the school system or the school is failing them, what do we offer? What do we suggest? How do we communicate with families?
And she adds that it will be paramount for the school to engage those individual students, reaching them on a personal level to let them know that their education is important.
It's easy for teenagers to feel disenfranchised and feel like school is not for them, especially when they feel like the information is just being given to them, but they don't see how it relates to their future. As a district, we really believe in a growth mindset and that all students can learn, and that, yes, students learn differently, but all children can be successful, and intelligence is not fixed.
Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina high school students with strong grades could get free community college tuition in a bill that's cleared its first legislative hurdle. A House Committee on Community College Matters on Tuesday recommended the high-achieving tuition scholarship program, which would begin in the fall of 2016. Students with at least a 3.5 grade point average would receive tuition for up to 16 credit hours for up to four semesters, provided they meet certain standards in community college. Bill primary sponsor Representative Jeffrey Elmore of North Wilkesboro says the program would give students more flexibility in higher education, and he says community college is a good fit for a lot of students. The bill, now heading to another committee, envisions spending $2 million in the first year of the program's existence. WCHO News Time 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks like traffic just starting to pick up around the area. If you're traveling on 40 eastbound, still a good route. If you're heading towards RTP from Highway 86 out to the airport, northbound Durham Freeway also just in the building stages. If you're traveling from I-40 all the way into downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the home of not only coffee, which we talk about all the time, but they serve fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous Chewy Ice. Guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather forecast, which looks pretty good, a little bit on the chilly side, but looks pretty good. It's brought to you this morning by Landscape Logic, and let me just tell you, it's 51 degrees this morning. Not quite as cold as we had anticipated it to be, but still 51 degrees cooler than yesterday. And today it's going to be mostly sunny, much cooler. Our high today, probably not even 60, about upper 50s, 58, 59. Tonight, partly cloudy and even more clouds moving in after midnight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain, particularly in the afternoon, and the high of about 50 degrees. Landscape Logic. If you're overwhelmed or unsure about where to start with your landscape, call the pros at Landscape Logic. Now scheduling spring cleanup, mulching, and weekly maintenance programs. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs. Online at landscapelogicnc.com. Call Brian Pop today. Talk to him about it. 7:18 at WCHL. In other news this morning, our Transit Future will hold a meeting this afternoon discussing the results of their environmental studies concerning the Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project. Presentations will be made at 4:15, 5:15, and 6:15, with project staff available for questions before and after each session. The data that's presented and the public comments received will be used in several key decisions to determine the recommended alignment alternative. The meeting today will be at the Friday Center. Another meeting will be held at the Durham Station Transportation Center on Thursday evening. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack will be at the presentation at the Friday Center today, and we'll have a full report for WCHL and on our website, chapelboro.com. In news around town this morning, want to help your community prepare for weather emergencies? Orange County and the National Weather Service are co-hosting a Skywarn Spotter training class this Thursday from 6:30 until 8 p.m. at the West Campus Office Building on West Margaret Lane in Hillsboro. The Skywarn program trains volunteers to identify and report severe weather to local weather offices. That information helps officials get warnings out more quickly. Training is free and open to everybody. And speaking of Hillsboro, with all the voting counted, the town of Hillsboro came in number 3 in Budget Travel's 2015 America's Coolest Small Towns contest. Hillsboro was actually leading in that competition for a while and ended up finishing 3rd. Grand Marais, Minnesota, in case you're wondering, came in 1st. But Hillsboro will get a write-up in Budget Travel magazine for placing in the top 10. And Hillsboro's Riverwalk also came in 3rd in the Great Greenway contest. That's part of a statewide awards program called Great Places in North Carolina. That contest sponsored by the state chapter of the American Planning Association. All of our news around town stories are available on our website, chapelboro.com. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The Carolina women's tennis team is in full swing, and the Tar Heels are still undefeated. But this team has a big goal to chase this season. WCHL's Kyla McCoy has this report.
The Tar Heels have earned their title as the top women's team program in the nation after winning its second national team indoor championship in the last 3 years. Sophomore Jamie Loeb talks about what it means to win that title and how the Tar Heels will transition into the outdoor season.
It's a great accomplishment, and I think, you know, we've been working hard, and we've set a lot of goals, and obviously that was one of them, and it was just a great moment. I mean, I know I had even chances in my match to close it out, but we all have each other's backs, and it was just a great moment.
Last year, the Tar Heels came up short to the Blue Devils in the quarterfinals of the national tournament. Loeb says the team energy going into this year's tournament helped the team come out on top.
All the returning players kind of came in, and they I think I felt a vibe that a lot of them were kind of scared to be great in a way and to win again as much as we wanted to. And I think this year we came out like with no pressure and kind of just like played to win and nothing to lose.
Loeb says she has specific goals she'd like to reach this season, and she has a plan to get there.
To get in the best shape I can possibly be in, and I'm still working on that, and just, you know, on court making smart decisions and not giving away any free points, and also like mentally just like believing in myself and my ability and not doubting myself.
What's the difference between this year's team and last year's squad?
I think a lot of it comes down to like everyone staying healthy and mentally like, you know, staying strong and not showing any sign of weakness. I think, you know, obviously last year it was a great run and we did extremely well.
Carolina has had a staggering 7 players ranked in singles this season, with Jamie Loeb at number 8, followed by number 14 Haley Carter and number 16 Caroline Price.
A lot of times throughout last year we were focusing on the end result and we were so close to it, but I think this year we're taking a little different approach, but for the most part just make sure that we take care of our bodies.
UNC will play a home match Friday against Syracuse at 2:30 p.m. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Carolina baseball team continued to struggle yesterday. A relentless offensive attack on the young UNC pitchers in the early innings was enough for Davidson to hold on in the ninth for an exciting 12-11 win over the 22nd-ranked Tar Heels, sending coach Mike Fox's club to its 5th loss in the last 7 outings and an overall record of 12-8. Davidson continues to head in the opposite direction. They've improved to 10-5 now, and that was their 5th win in the last 6 times out. 9 runs over the last 3 innings pulled the Tar Heels to within 1. It was quite a rally after being left for dead in a 10-run hole at one point. Standing in at the plate with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the game on the line was freshman shortstop Logan Warmoth, who had already hit a home run earlier. He hit a shot, but a leaping grab by Davidson outfielder Ty Middlebrooks robbed Warmoth from capping off a rally for the ages.
All I could do is just put the ball in play and just hope the best happened. I mean, obviously it didn't, but yeah, we kept on battling the whole game, which really shows what this team's about.
Coach Mike Fox was glad his team fought back from such a large deficit, but says, quite frankly, he needs better efforts from his midweek starters and bullpen pitchers in order to prevent these situations from happening.
I get somebody that can start a game in the middle of the week and give us some innings. I mean, some of those other guys have got to step up and give us more than 2 innings, or we're going to fight like that, you know, every midweek game.
As upset as he was with the team's pitching and defense early on, Coach Fox also says that baseball is just a game where the smallest things can affect the outcome, and he's happy with the way his guys fought to the finish.
You know, it's a crazy game. I've seen some crazy things happen on the field, and that would have been something. That ball would have gone out or gone off the wall, we'd have won right there. Probably wouldn't have deserved to, but yeah, I give our kids credit for battling.
Next on the schedule with the Tar Heels, another ACC road trip, this time down to Atlanta, where Georgia Tech will host Carolina for a 3-game series beginning on Friday afternoon at 3. North Carolina has hired Trey Scott as its defensive line coach, completing an overhaul of the football team's defensive coaching staff. Scott spent 2 seasons as line coach at UT Martin in the championship subdivision ranks. He had worked as a graduate assistant at Mississippi, Arkansas State, and Arkansas Tech. Scott's hiring completes the staff. Coach Larry Fedora also hired former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik as his defensive coordinator, former Nebraska defensive coordinator John Papuchis as linebackers coach, and Cornhuskers assistant Charlton Warren as defensive backs coach out of Nebraska. Overhaul came after UNC allowed the most points and yards in a season in its history last year, along with giving up single-game records of 70 points and 789 yards at East Carolina. So the coaching staff is complete now for your Carolina football team. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
And now brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Have you noticed that Larry Fedora has replaced his entire defensive staff? This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. The big news was that Gene Chizik replaced Vic Koning as UNC's defensive boss. Big because most everyone figured it was a matter of time before Koning paid for the Tar Heels' indefensible defense last season, and his departure surprised no one. Not sure it was actually announced, but everyone who cared heard it almost immediately via social media. And, of course, after what seemed like months of vetting by the UNC administration and kvetching from some fans, Chizik's controversial hire was announced as Larry Fedora's new D.C. We've been through all this before, and so far Chizik has received good reviews from everyone who has met him and worked with him. His association with Auburn has ceased to be a punchline, at least for now. But with this week's hiring of Trey Scott as defensive line coach and the release of UNC's completed football staff for 2015, the lineup is void of anyone who had anything to do with defense last season. Apparently, if you stepped on the defensive field during practice in 2014, you are now working somewhere else or were still looking for another job. We knew there would be some changes, but Fedora basically cleaned house on that side of the ball. Also gone are Dan Dish, who had the title of defensive coordinator, although Koning, who was the assistant head coach for defense, was the face and fall guy of the 118th out of 128 Division I schools in total defense and rushing defense, 105th in passing defense, and 108th in defensive efficiency, a metric that I don't really understand beyond that you were really, really bad. Also jettisoned were second-year defensive line coach Keith Gilmore and second-year linebacker coach Ron West, who also had the title of co-defensive coordinator. Sounds like that might have been part of the problem. Three guys in charge of a defense when most schools seem to have only one. Fedora's realignment and retitling of the defensive staff addressed that bit of confusion. Chizik is the coordinator, the man in charge of the defense, and the guy we will blame if the Tar Heels don't improve on allowing 496 yards and 39 points per game. Now, how can they not beat those numbers? Other newbies besides Trey Scott are linebacker coach John Papuchis and defensive backs coach Charlton Warren. Good luck, guys. Only way to go is up in the rankings, down in the numbers. This is Archansky. See ya.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Well, I'm Victoria Sylvester, and I'm the Vapor Girl. Well, when you're smoking, especially these days, you have to take such a large chunk out of your daily life. Most of the times, people smoke out of doors, so they have to leave what they're doing. When you do that, you're thinking about, when can I take my next smoking break? And you're kind of excited about, when will I be able to get out of here? What do I have to finish up in order to get out? Or, you know, where can I stop my work so I have enough time to take a smoking break? So you're thinking about it a lot. Then you have to worry about, like, oh, no, you know, let's say you're going to see your parents. You're still going to think, oh, my parents are going to disapprove of this. You know, I'll put the windows down or whatnot. No, I'm sorry. You still smell like cigarettes. You know, there's all that worry and there's guilt associated with it. And, you know, if you have children, do you smoke in front of them? You know, do you not? Do you pretend you don't do it? Not to mention at all the things having to do with your health. When I was a smoker, every single winter, I would get bronchitis. And I would basically have bronchitis all the way through the end of February. Many smokers experience this, you know, some even with a touch of pneumonia. Since I stopped smoking and began vaping, I haven't had bronchitis once. I haven't had any pneumonia. I think I've gotten a cold once. The phone number that we can be reached at the factory location, so 919-338-8182. I'm Victoria Sylvester, and I'm the Vapor Girl.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is a little on the cool side, but not as cool as we had expected it to be. It's 52 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. and mostly sunny today. Much cooler. Our high this afternoon in the upper 50s. So temperature's really not going to change a whole lot. Tonight, partly cloudy and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight with our overnight low projected to be about 37 or 38 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies all day and a chance of rain, particularly in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow afternoon, about 50 degrees. So at least a couple of days here that are going to be relatively cool. Not cold, but certainly cool compared to what we've had lately. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you don't want to cook tonight, try Dickie's 8 hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey, plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is right next to New Hope Commons on the Chapel Hill side of Durham.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Made death threats aimed at Ambassador Caroline Kennedy. More from CBS's Lucy Kraft.
Japanese police said a man speaking in English threatened to kill U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy. Police said numerous calls were made to the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo last month. A U.S. consul general based on the southern island of Okinawa, home to the bulk of U.S. troops here, was also threatened. The U.S. Embassy refused comment.
There are reports in Tokyo indicating that law enforcement was looking into a case of suspected blackmail. CBS's Seth Doan on security overall for U.S. diplomats.
When we have traveled with Ambassador Kennedy, we've seen her mixing freely with crowds with relatively unobtrusive security. While First Lady Michelle Obama is in Tokyo, she will be traveling to the U.S. Embassy and is expected to meet with Ambassador Kennedy.
Mrs. Obama has arrived in Japan on a tour to push for more girls' education. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 51 degrees in Chapel Hill. Scary time right now in the world with all these crazy things going on. Here locally, it makes some of our problems seem really insignificant in comparison. Yesterday, Lee Storrow announced his candidacy again for Chapel Hill Town Council, and the council will meet tonight to discuss how to fund recycling programs, as well as a potential bond referendum. The Solid Waste Advisory Group has proposed two funding options that would allow the towns and the county to collaborate on recycling and garbage disposal. But local governments need to decide quickly if they are on board with the plan to meet the April 1st deadline to include the new fees in next year's budget planning. The town council will also continue discussing a possible bond referendum that could appear on the ballot in November. A lot of discussion about that. The work session will begin at 6 o'clock tonight at the Chapel Hill Public Library. North Carolina's latest jobs report shows very little change. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the numbers.
North Carolina's unemployment rate held steady in January, according to the State Department of Commerce and Labor. The rate has remained at 5.4% since December, lower than the national average of 5.7%. The leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, and construction industries saw the largest gains, adding a total of 11,400 new jobs. Trade, transportation, utilities, and government saw the largest losses, 13,700 altogether. Overall, North Carolina's January unemployment rate was 1.2 percentage points lower than a year ago. January's numbers are seasonally adjusted. County unemployment data will be released next week. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A top advocate of Governor Pat McCrory's request for more money for North Carolina business incentives is facing skepticism from Senate Republicans who believe lower tax rates is the better way to attract companies. Commerce Secretary John Scavarla spoke on Tuesday at a Senate Finance Committee meeting. He's backing a plan the House approved 2 weeks ago to increase the cap on job development investment grant programs awards by $15 million. It also would include $20 million to help improve infrastructure like water, sewer, and gas lines around the state. Senator Bob Rucho of Matthews suggested to Scavarla lowering rates is the better way for job creation without incentives. Scavarla says an improved tax climate is important, but North Carolina can't compete right now with other states because it's out of grant program funds. North Carolina's two U.S. senators say they remain opposed to confirming Greensboro native Loretta Lynch as Attorney General after a meeting with state NAACP leaders and other advocates from their home state. Senators Richard Burr and Tom Tillis said in a release they met on Tuesday with the North Carolina residents visiting Washington and seeking to change their minds. They called the meeting, quoting here, a thoughtful, thorough conversation, unquote, and they say they're grateful the group came to the nation's capital. The two senators said late last month they would not support Lynch, the U.S. attorney for Eastern New York. They both cited, in part, pending elections law litigation by the Justice Department against the state that they believe will continue under Lynch if she's confirmed. And state lawmakers hope they can pass legislation quickly so many eastern North Carolina consumers can pay less for electricity starting around the end of the year. House and Senate members filed measures on Tuesday related to last summer's announcement that Duke Energy Progress would purchase the generating capacity managed by Electricities, comprised of 32 eastern towns and cities. The deal would mean debt owed by municipalities through a regional power agency would fall by 70%. But legislation is needed so the agency can issue new bonds because a $1.2 billion price tag in the deal is not enough to cover the entire cost. Chief Senate Bill sponsor Buck Newton of Wilson says municipal customers may see lower electric bills late next fall or early next winter. Coming up next hour on WCHL, you're going to again hear our story on fracking. Democrats in the North Carolina House and Senate are speaking out against revised environmental safety rules for fracking that was signed into law earlier this week by the governor. Ryan Hoffman, a former UNC football player, is reportedly back in town now, flown back by the university to undergo evaluation. Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham recently told WCHL that there was an effort underway to bring Hoffman to Chapel Hill to be evaluated by Kevin Guskowitz, co-director of the Sports-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Research Center at Carolina, although nobody at UNC would comment on it yesterday. And we'll also tell you about dropout rates around the nation and or the nation, the state, and here in our community, the rates are down. That is on the way in our next newscast here on WCHL. And finally, in news around town stories this morning, UNC's Process Series continues on Friday and Saturday of this week with a show called Cristo Negro Diablo Blanco, based on the rhythms and culture of Panama. It's by Pierce Freelon, the co-founder of Beat Making Lab, along with American artists Harrison Chicas and Saul Flores, and Panamanian artist brothers Gustavo and Jairo Esquina. Shows will be at 8 p.m. in Studio 6 of Swain Hall on Friday and Saturday. If you'd like to find out more on the show, visit processseries.org. You can find out about all of our News Around Town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Nikki Morse. We also have today's commentary on the way from Wes Hare. I'm white and I'm sorry. What's that all about? Well, you'll find out in just a moment on WCHL.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
This Saturday, find the Triangle's best secondhand goods at the Chapel of the Cross ABC sale. Look through high-quality, affordable items that range from day-to-day necessities to one-of-a-kind treasures. All proceeds benefit area nonprofits serving children and families. Shop this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Chapel of the Cross, 53rd Annual ABC Sale. Back home in our new building on East Franklin Street, visit thechapelofthecross.org for details.
Good morning. It is 7:39. I'm Ron Stutz, and the inimitable Nikki Morse is here.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
That's another one of my favorite words. I talked about favorite words earlier today.
Yeah.
Copacetic, indubitably, and inimitable. You can add that to the list.
Hmm. They all have similar qualities, if you think about it.
They all remind me of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, right. What's happening at chapelbro.com today?
Well, I'm a little irritated at this, only because it's that time of day.
Don't make her mad.
No, it's not mad. I'm hungry.
Oh. Well, nothing unusual about that.
No, exactly. But today we're still talking about the best place for breakfast. Mm. We're doing the shortlist voting. We've gotten all your submissions in, and now we're taking your votes for best place for breakfast. And, yeah, I know.
Hear my stomach growling?
I'm looking at this list, and I'm going, yeah, I've been there, and I really want to go there. But here are the submissions for your votes. Breadman's, Carolina Coffee House, Elmo's Diner, Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen, The Egg and I, and The Root Cellar.
Wow.
And this comment that I'm about to make is for Blake Hodge, because I know how much he appreciates the fact that when I start talking about breakfast, I always refer to Huevos Rancheros and how delicious they are, and I can't stop repeating myself, obviously, because every time that I talk about being hungry, he just looks at me, waits for me to say, have you ever had Huevos Rancheros? They're so awesome.
Here we go.
So I just had to throw that out there.
I know he's listening.
Well,
I'm already hungry because the sponsor of our 6 o'clock hour is The Egg and I.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour is Breadman's.
Oh.
Has been for a long time. So I'm thinking about food long before you start, I think.
Well,
so
probably.
I'm right there with you.
Probably, yeah. So you've got until the 30th to get your votes in, so make sure you stop by chapelboro.com and vote for your favorite place for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Matt Bailey's got a great commentary, Clearing Up 5 Myths About Ephesus Fordham. I was actually reading that. I mean, I heard it yesterday, but I was reading it, and I don't know. Something about it just tickles me.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and Susan Murray was out and about. Chapel Hill's very own Street Scene Teen Center, which is a safe haven for teens and creative space where they can hang out, celebrated 30 years of serving elementary, middle, and high school students. And Susan Murray was there. She took some great photos for the photo gallery, so make sure you check it out.
You know who is most responsible for keeping that Street Scene Teen Center going all these years and everything?
Tell me.
More than anybody else, Robert Humphreys.
Really?
Mr. Downtown Chapel Hill. I mean, he was downtown shaking hands for years, his work with the Downtown Commission and all this kind of stuff. But Robert Humphreys also is going to be in action tonight. If you'd like to see him in action, he, of course, has the Nomads Band.
Oh.
And tonight, Robert Humphreys and the Nomads will be playing on the patio at R&R Grill.
Ooh.
It is the first in their succession of spring music performances, spring music series at R&R Grill. And if you'd like to go, they're going to have the Nomads tonight. Next Wednesday, it'll be the Castaways. The following Wednesday, the Embers. Then it's in order, Legacy Motown Review, Catalina's, Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure, the Attractions, the Entertainers, Fantastic Shakers, Too Much Sylvia, Holiday Band, a lot of great beat music in there, that's
neat,
for sure. And it happens on Wednesday nights from 6 until 9 p.m., at R&R Grill, downtown Chapel Hill. There's a $10 cover, half-price appetizers till 6, drink specials, and a great show.
Right on.
So you can go tonight and see that. And again, that's at R&R Grill. So if you want to get the complete list, you can go to rnrgrill.com. They have it listed right there.
Fantastic.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
You bet.
And Wes Hare has today's commentary on WCHL. I think you'll find it quite interesting.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. We are in March Madness, and I'm still hopeful like a whole lot of fans. In this same month, I'm remembering how lucky I am and a blessed white man of privilege in our violent and racist culture as we recall Selma 50 years ago. I think of myself as a grade B-minus activist and believe that I'm even more blessed by connections with grade A activists. I've been arrested a few times, but yet to spend a night behind bars. Now I'm recognizing and honoring a grade A activist who has been behind bars many nights in this struggle against racism, militarism, and materialism. Patrick O'Neill, Patty, in this season of St. Patrick's Day. Patrick and several local raging grannies were in Selma, and he carried a white sign reading, "I'm sorry." His picture and sign was in the L.A. Times as he stood in front of the Edmund Pettus Bridge at Selma with a group of remembering marchers. When asked by a reporter why he was sorry, O'Neill said, "I thought because I'm a white guy, it might be self-explanatory." He stood on the bridge and had a lot of conversations with African Americans. "I stood on the spot where people were beaten, nonviolent people," said O'Neill, 58 years old. "I said to myself, I'm a white man of privilege in this country, and so much is still the same." He said that North Carolina is facing many of the same challenges as the rest of the nation, such as the disenfranchisement of black men through mass incarceration. "I feel I need to accept responsibility for my privilege as a white male," said O'Neill. "I didn't want to make it complicated, just two words of repentance." My friend Patrick and his fine family live at the Father Charles Mulholland Catholic Worker House in Garner. He was a writer some years ago with the Chapel Hill News. Good on you, Patrick. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hey, Vapor Girl, I guess now that the holiday season is winding down, you can relax a bit.
Oh, my goodness, no.
We just signed leases for two new stores. The first will be in Burlington at Waterford Plaza near Elon University in January. In February, North Point Mall in Durham will see another Vapor Girl store opening as well. We're going to be helping a lot of people get off cigarettes in 2015.
With five locations, 2015 will be a great year for people to make the switch with the Vapor Girl. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail vapor bar locations.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite even as you learn in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. DOCMEDSOC.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society. Leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Hey, just a few minutes from now, we're going to talk about today's WCHL hometown hero, an environmental consultant, a musician, and a fencing coach.
Wow.
There's quite an unusual combination. That's on the way in just a few minutes. But right now, your traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Northbound Fordham Boulevard is crowded and slow as you approach Manning Drive. Northbound Durham Freeway is starting to see some brake lights showing up between Alexander Drive and Alston Avenue. 40 eastbound also crowding in segments from 54 out to Fayetteville Road. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. It's all about making Nikki even more hungry. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather and kind of an unusual forecast. It's 52 degrees right now, mostly sunshine today, much cooler, high today in the upper 50s. So kind of a mild day as far as the temperatures are concerned. This forecast brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Tonight, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon, and the high of about 50 degrees.
I said right now it is 52. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is where you can fill up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, 7:49 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for one of the highlights of the entire day. His name is Wayne Pond. Yes, Dr. Pond, how are you, sir?
Considering the low threshold of expectations that you just announced there.
Well, we set the bar kind of low so that you can hurdle it.
So I can crawl underneath it every morning. Ron, Nikki, I got a real dandy for you this morning. I was reading the paper yesterday, saw a story about how archaeologists in Madrid have discovered what appears to be the remains of the man who wrote Don Quixote, Miguel de Cervantes. I remember you spent many years studying that novel. Am I correct in that, right?
Absolutely. I spent many years studying.
Yes, you have.
Well, thank you.
Let's just hang up right now.
I spent many years studying novelists of all variety.
Okay. All yes. Right. Thank you. Thank you for that amusing footnote. All right. Well, as I say, the archaeologists appear to have discovered the remains of Miguel de Cervantes, which leads us to the word of the day. The word of the day is quixotic. 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 I get all choked up over words like this. Quixotic. Quixotic is an adjective, foolishly impractical, especially in the pursuit of romantic ideals, that which is extravagantly chivalrous. That's Ron Stutz, if I've ever heard the definition in my life.
Personified.
Someone who lets his heart rule his head.
That's exactly right. And
something,
let me tell
like
you
that.
Real quick, the note that just absolutely captivated me here, in the story about the discovery of Cervantes' remains, or what appears to be his remains, they were discovered in Madrid. I'm not making this up. The convent of the barefoot Trinitarians. Now, is that a mouthful or not?
The what? Would you repeat that again?
I'm
being redundant by asking you to repeat it again.
The remains of Cervantes are said to have been discovered in Madrid in the convent of the barefoot Trinitarians. Don't you just love that? That's sort of like Huck Finn meets St. Augustine.
Maybe his remains are in the shape of a heart.
The convent of the barefoot Trinitarians. Ron, you have to do a show a whole month of shows from that location in Madrid, okay?
Oh, I'm sure the sisters would love to have me there.
All right. Okay, quixotic. One more time, real quick. There's your word of the day. Quixotic. Foolishly impractical in the pursuit of high ideals. Nikki, that is Ron Stutz to a T right there.
I understand all that perfectly. Thank you so
all
much.
talk to you in the morning, Bob.
Yeah, baby. Say the word and be like Wayne Pond. That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the Word of the Day. I like that word. You can, if you can also spell it and define it, then I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 754.
Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. And lo and behold, here is Nikki Morse.
Two avid fishermen go on a fishing trip. They rent all the equipment, the reels, the rods, the wading suits, the rowboat, the car, and even a cabin in the woods. They spend a fortune. The first day they go fishing, but they don't catch anything. Same thing happens on the second day and on the third day. It goes on like this until finally, on the last day of their vacation, one of the men catches a fish. As they're driving home, they're pretty depressed. One guy turns to the other and says, "Do you realize that this one lousy fish we caught cost us $1,500? The other guy says, "Wow, then it's a good thing we didn't catch any more." Yeah. Oh, well.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. 7:55, WCHL, good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoing, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Doug Guild, and Doug just happens to be the coach of the Chapel Hill High School fencing team. And, Doug, those guys had a pretty good season, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They won the state championship.
They also wanted to nominate you as today's WCHL Hometown Hero because you're such a great coach. You won the states three times in the past 4 years. The kids not only learn from you, but you also help them in so many ways beyond their days in high school.
I try whenever the need arises. I remember what it was like being that age. Pretty turbulent time.
You also are an environmental consultant. I happen to know you as a musician. Obviously, you have a passion for teaching these kids. And what gets you so motivated to go out and coach on a regular basis?
I started fencing when I was a freshman in high school a couple years ago. That's actually what brought me to Chapel Hill, was the fencing team at Carolina. It's a great sport. It's one of the oldest Olympic sports. And the neat thing about it is you can't let any part of you be slack. When you're on the strip, it's equal parts mental and physical.
And what made you decide to become a coach?
There was a high school fencing league, and I was friends with some of the other coaches, including Walter Triplett, who also fenced at Carolina and who runs a fencing equipment company. And I guess they encouraged me to get something going in Chapel Hill. So I initially started being at East, and we actually won a couple state championships. There was a teacher there, Joe Walker, who also fenced at Carolina. And I had a couple students that were coming up and becoming freshmen at Chapel Hill High, so it was an opportunity for me to turn that over to him and then go over to Chapel Hill High and start the team there. It worked out.
A lot of people will say, "I get more out of it than the kids get out of it."
Absolutely. It's very rewarding to see them do well. And you know, I've got two kids, two former students on the team at Carolina right now. One that's graduating this year, May, I guess, and the other one who's just finishing up his freshman year. But it's great. The kids come back after they go off and become successful in college and beyond, and it's just very rewarding.
Well, I understand they come back to Fence Club with you, and they help you judge tournaments as well.
Exactly. Yeah, they're some of the best directors that we've got.
Doug, I want to thank you for doing what you do for the kids, and I know you're busy already. You also happen to have a band playing all over the place, so congratulations for all your musical abilities, but also thank you so much for helping out with the kids.
Well, thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Doug Guild is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County Yard Waste Mulch will be 40% off from February 16th through March 21st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. We'll load the mulch in your truck or trailer at the landfill on 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. Without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch between now and March 21st at the landfill on Eubanks Road.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk and Tar Heels station.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
And real quickly here, a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is going to be mostly sunny and a little cooler today. Our high today about 58 degrees, right now 52 degrees. Kind of a cool morning here. It's 8 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and